Right, hello Audio Boom. BJ's doing a lovely job, and I thought I'd share it with you. Tell them about the lovely job.
Well, basically, we have a really disgusting organic soup that if I lift it to its own devices, may evolve and turn into some kind of society in a few years. Because as we speak, the microbes are gathering and having small orgies and parties by the plug hole. Because what happened was, a small but tragic accident occurred. Oliver's dog food got in the washing up bowl
and created
an organic soup, like the beginning of creation.
Well, not so, really. It was a bit more disgusting.
So as we speak, we've got... got like a mash of soupy, grim stuff going on here, and it's making me feel a bit sick. It's really not nice.
And I found it, and I went, "It's floating. You're gonna deal with this."
And
because, for everyone's information, I don't have a dog. Kane's a low maintenance. I don't do dogs.
And as we speak, they're creating a new church.
Yeah.
And evolving into a nice little group. But I'm going to destroy them, I'm afraid. I'm going to play God and fish them out of the plug hole. Yeah, it's really disgusting. And out of the washing up bowl. And apologise and say, evolve somewhere else. Yucky, yucky.
Like in the bin.
Oh, it's really grim, actually. It's like an organic soup.
That, my darling, is why it's your job.
Me.
How did the dog food get in the sink anyway?
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Should I tell you that?
Go on. And the Boomville, tell us all.
I was pouring his food, decanting it from a plastic bag, carrier bag.
Yeah.
Into his bowl.
Yeah.
And I made a hole in the bag.
By mistake?
No, by on purpose.
Yeah.
But it was too much of a rift.
Oh, and it, like, tore?
Too big a hole.
Tore down the side of the bag, sort of thing.
And I thought I got it out, but I didn't. And it disgorged itself into the bowl. Like a terrible avalanche of fear. But we're fine. Yeah. We're not, I feel a bit sick. Because this dog food is really...
gross.
Yeah, it's basically chemically induced by white-coated heathens somewhere. And it's got, like, proteins in and stuff. And it's like... if anyone's taken, like, sports drinks or creatine or anything...
Or what?
It's a supplement.
Oh.
And like that, they'd know, oh, man, I can't talk anymore. It's like bits everywhere. Yay. And you've got rice in here too, so it makes it into an even worse party.
Oh, I'm sorry about the rice.
Rice and dog food.
Now, rice on its own I could cope with, but...
The rice and dog food festival.
Yeah. So they have loud music, do you think?
Yeah, they have sun bands.
And, like, guitars and everything.
Give me your hand, just touch this.
No, I'm not touching. No, I'm not.
Be brave.
No, I've moved away.
I'll chase you.
You'll chase me with disgusting dog food.
Now just look at this.
No.
In my hand, okay, I have a abominable.
Yeah. You can't say a abominable.
An abominable.
You used to teach English. You should know that.
An abominable kind of stuff. You just touch it. Be brave.
I'm not touching
it. Gently. One finger.
No.
One finger.
No.
Right, give me your hand.
No.
Just one finger.
No.
Give me your best finger.
Oh, don't make me.
Ready?
Yeah. Yuck. Oh, you're just vile, you are.
That's
do you know that?
Really grim.
Yep. Yuckage.
Just a trail ahead, as I say.
Mm.
Excuse me, Oz. Good lad. We're gonna do a boom in a minute. For what, in a while, later, sometime. From my acha. That's hot.
Your acha? Yeah. Is that like a sneeze gone wrong?
Yeah. About.
Just so the Booniverse or Boomiverse know, it's actually not 9 o'clock. It's 5 to 8. And the clock is still 1 hour and 5 minutes fast from when the clocks were different in the summer.
About the restaurant we went to today, by accident.
Valentina! And it was lovely! And they didn't have any gross dog food either.
Oh. Anyway. Jeez.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. That's that done.
I promise you, BJ, if it had been normal human food, I would have put some rubber gloves on and dealt with it, okay?
Rubber gloves.
Yeah. Because I'm a girl, remember?
Well, yeah.
So I'm a bit of a wimp.
Well, anything with four legs, I'm a wimp.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't like spiders and things, do you?
Anything with more than four legs, I can't do.
Or beetles, or...
No. Anything, yeah, they've got six legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Centipedes.
No, they've got more than... They've got stacks of legs.
They've got like 30-something, haven't they?
Yeah, no, anything with more than four legs, I'm gone. I'm out of here.
Do you squeal like a girl?
I do. I sweat and I tremble.
Really?
Yeah. Just can't do it.
You're not just being theatrical?
No, I'm not being theatrical. I'm not a thespian.
Well, you kind of are a bit like
not
that.
Not at all.
You do have thespianic tendencies.
That's a slight... no, but I do.
What, a slight exaggeration?
Well, we don't know if we have a hand towel anywhere. It's really random.
There's a towel.
It's a tea towel.
Yeah, all right, but it's still a towel.
Not really.
Stop your complaining.
It's thin and stuff. It's
a dishes. That reminds me, BJ's sneeze. I wish I'd recorded it, because he went, Rishu! Rishu!
Why would you want to record a sneeze?
Because your sneeze was pretty funny.
Hmm. Ow.
Oh, come on, you laughed at the time when I did an impression of it.
Yeah. I'm going.
The snug?
What do you call it?
The snug.
The room.
The room.
Put the light on, shall we?
Yep.
I'll try the light switch. I can see clip. No, I can't. Thank you. Ow. Oh, my goodness. Hell.
And he's only had one gin and tonic. Never mind.
Fiona?
Mm-hmm.
Come here.
Yes.
Speaking of messinessness, bring your hand.
Yes.
Right, look down there.
Yeah.
Where are we? Yep, look down there.
So the sofa needs hoovering then?
I think that's your little stash of cheese crumbs.
Oh dear.
It's just saving for your mice.
Well, I thought they could start off with a starter of cheese crumbs in here and then go in there for the main course. Oh, mind you, soup. That's more like a starter, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they'd start off with the soup. Food soup. Dog food soup.
That's some grim.
And then come in here for some cheese crumbs, which I shall hoover off the sofa in a minute with my little, what do you call it? Dustbuster thing?
I don't know.
The thing looks like a mini hoover and it's okay. On the wall. You know? Those things.
Yeah. That's right. I was going to get the main hoover out there.
Well, I'll see if this thing works first, because otherwise you've got to get the main hoover out just for the sofa, which is just really annoying.
The main hoover.
Shall we give the boom... I won't record all of me hoovering, because that's really boring, but let's just give them a little blast with this.
Why do they want to hear a hoover?
Well, I don't know, do I? But they might... I've had things before where I've said, oh, I won't show you such and such, because it'll be boring. And then people have gone, oh, we really wanted to hear the so-and-so. So I'll just give them a quick blast and then turn it off again.
Been out the house in their life.
Here's the dustbuster, or whatever it is. There you go. Quick blast.
There's somebody somewhere who's going to snip that. Snip it? Cut it.
Yeah.
Get rid of, you know, edit it.
What, and use it for a text message tone or something?
Yeah, or something. Some Hoover salesman in Connecticut is going to think, you know what, now I've got myself a real cool text tone.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go now, having experienced the something of disgustingness. What would you call it?
Soup of doom.
The soup of doom.
But you can... come back to my account and look at our next audio book about the restaurant we visited today by accident.
And not anything disgusting anymore. But you never know.
You never know.
Because I might mention the soup of doom again. It might come up, you know.
And if you do not know who I am, then you're lucky. But my name on audio boom is E-I-D-O-E-L.
Pronounced?
Idel, I guess.
Idel, I guess.
No,
I guess part of
to
it.
To be honest, my last audio my last book, when it was recorded, this character was in it.
Yes, in it.
In it. Because actually he's in the next book, but he was mentioned.
Yeah.
And the narrator pronounced it really effectively. But I can't remember how he said it.
Oh dear.
So yeah, I don't know how you pronounce my own character.
That's a bit tragic.
I did have a Welsh uncle. Then he died. So I can't ask him.
What?
Unless I go on the kind of on
I'm
the
really sales. Confused. Where did the Welsh uncle come into
well,
it?
Well, it's probably Celtic and it's probably a bit Welshy. But never mind. Idel, Eidoel.
Hang on a minute. Hold on.
What are you gonna do? Sneeze. Oh. That's pretty good. We're standing next to Big Ben, but it's been miniaturised.
Little Ben. We're
actually the size of Lego men.
Lego men, Big Ben.
Imagine that. Be such fun, wouldn't it?
What, a Lego Big Ben?
No, being the size of a Lego man.
Not really.
You can make yourself spaceships and vehicles and
houses. I suppose. Yeah, actually, that would be quite good.
You can make yourself a new house every day.
You could, couldn't you? Yeah.
And extend it whenever you wish.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then if you got fed up with it, you could just change it.
Yeah. Not down this wall tonight, love. Okay. And just literally get rid of a few bricks. But yeah. I guess the bricks, in comparison, will be quite heavy. If you look at an average Lego brick, it's probably the size of a torso of a Lego man.
Yeah, that'd be a bit... But if you were a Lego man, you'd be fine, because you've done all that training and everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For me as a Lego woman, I'd probably be a bit useless.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
No. But you can make vehicles and stuff, and helicopters.
You can make food soup and stuff.
That's one to... So, audio boom. If you were a Lego man... If you were the size of a Lego man... Because if you were a normal Lego man, that's rubbish because your hair's rubbish. Oh. What? Don't know what that was about. I'll try again. I'll answer that when it happens again. I've got a call him back, actually.
That was weird.
So, if you were the size of a Lego man or woman, what would be the first task on your agenda? Would you build yourself a church, a mosque, a temple, a cathedral... A shop, a house, a mansion, a swimming pool, a robot. What would you build?
I bet my dad would build a robot.
Your dad would build the best robot ever.
And it would do really cool stuff, yeah. Like all the housework and everything.
And he'd probably live in it.
Live in the live robot.
In its head. Oh, excuse me, Ma.
Right, bye-bye, Audio Boom. Have fun. Hello. Have a lovely weekend. Bye.
Hiya.